Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Zayin, in Mishnah Tes. HaPesach HaKarban Pesach SheYatza. It was taken outside of the Chayma. Rishnit Me'ort became Tameh. The din is Yisarev Miyad, it has to be burnt right away. Right away meaning on Erev Pesach, and you don't have to wait for the morning of the 15th. Why would I think I should wait for the morning of the 15th? Well, we'll soon see. This din, that we burn the Karban Pesach right away, is only if something went wrong with the carbon itself. There was a psul begufay, like the carbon itself left the walls of Yerushalayim, or the carbon itself became tameh. What is the din, on the other hand? If the carbon is okay, the carbon didn't leave the walls of the Azara, the carbon didn't become tameh. The problem is the carbon has no takers. Because nitmu'u haba'olim, the owners became tummy, yashemesu, or they died. So here, I can't tell you to burn the carbon right away. Because technically, there's nothing wrong with this carbon. It has an outside problem. That its bailum became tummy, or its bailum died. So here the halacha is, instead of burning it right away, there is a din to uber tsurasai. Literally, you have to wait for it to lose its tzura, for it to become disfigured. But it's a figure of speech. What it means is, you have to wait till after the deadline to eat it. Now it's noiser, and now it could be burnt. But here's the problem. When is the deadline to eat it? I'm already going into Pesach. It's Pesach night. Once that deadline comes, it's already Yom Tov. Once it's Yom Tov, you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tov. So therefore, you have to wait till the morning of the 16th. The 14th is Erev Pesach. The 15th is Yom Tov. You have to wait until the morning of the first day of Chol HaMoed in order to be able to burn it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika says, Avzei Yisaref Miyad. There's no Bailam. The Bailam became Tameh, or the Bailam died. Burn it right away in Erev Pesach. Why do you have to wait for it to become nicer after the Seder? Why is this different than when the carbon itself became tameh? The fact is, there's no one to eat it, so there's nothing you can do with this carbon. Then maybe you can burn it right away. You don't have to wait for it to technically become nicer. Zak debar tenuda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika does not argue on the Tanakhama only in a case where the Bailam became tameh or died before the Zrikas Hadam. So this baser never even had a chance. There was never a time the baser was ready to go, ready to be eaten. Even before the Zrikas Hadam, the Bailam aren't available anymore. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika considers this as if it's a psul begufay. It's the same as if it became tamei, or it left the walls of the Hazara. However, if the Bailam became tamei, or they died after the Zrikas Hadam, and there actually was a time where the baser was good, finished, ready to be eaten when the time comes. But then there was a problem that the Bailam died, or the Bailam became tameh, then even Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika would be maida. You can't burn this on Erev Pesach. You would also have to wait for it to become nicer. You would have to wait for it to uber tsurasai, and the next available time to burn it would be the morning of the 16th. So once again, Zakta Heilige Mishnah, let's chazer over, a carbon Pesach that left the walls of the Azara, or it became tameh. There's a psul in the goof of the carbon, it gets burnt right away. If there's an outside psul, the bailam became tameh or died, the carbon itself is good, so you can't burn it on Erev Pesach. You have to wait for it to become nicer. And then you have to wait for the next available time to burn it, and that's not going to be till the morning of the 16th, because you can't burn kachem on Yom Tov. To wait for it to become nicer, to wait for it until it's no longer fit to be eaten, is called to uber tzurasa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika argues on the Tanakhama in one thing. He says, true, if the Bailam died, or the Bailam became tameh after the Zrikas Hadam, that means the carbon was mamish ready to go, was finished. It was mamish good, and then all of a sudden an outside problem, and Hanami, you can't take a carbon that has such a level of Kiddusha and just burn it. You have to wait for it to become nicer, and you have to wait for the morning of the 16th. But if the Bailam became tameh or they died before the Zrikas Hadam, so, in a sense, the carbon never even got to that level where it was processed in a good way. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika holds, once again, that if the Bailam became tameh or died before the Zrikas Hadam, that would have the same din as a carbon Pesach that left the Azara, or it became tameh, and you would burn it right away on Erev Pesach.